This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Human composting is going to be a burial option for Coloradans. Governor Polis signed a law yesterday to allow the process that takes about a month to turn a body into soil. Democratic Representative Brianna Tatone says it's cheaper and better for the environment.
We're reducing the person into its basically elemental component parts, which mostly is carbon and water and a few other things. And it just gets incorporated into all the other organic material, and it's just a rich organic soil.
Tatone says it could be a year before companies have the proper facilities to compost human bodies. Democratic lawmakers have introduced bills to give new tax benefits to lower-income families and small businesses. They would be paid for by changing rules that other businesses and wealthy people use to lower their tax bills. Representative Emily Sirota says there's also a $600 tax credit per child for families making less than $85,000.
The word fairness is my North Star here, and ensuring that we are supporting our low and middle income working Coloradans and small businesses.
Sirota says the changes do not require voter approval. The mass vaccination clinic at the Colorado State Fairgrounds in Pueblo was closed today due to the weather. The site plans to reopen tomorrow with walk-up patients as well as scheduled appointments. Denver's at 36 degrees, Vail 41, Pueblo 43. This is CPR News.